Can you hear me, my little plaything? Oh, darling, wake up. Your mistress is again gracing you with her presence. Shh. There's no use trying to move. I'm afraid since you were asleep and I had to rouse you that you are suffering from sleep paralysis. An unfortunate side effect, but temporary, I assure you. Calm down. Always so jumpy. I'm here to give you wonderful news, my darling. The day that you've been longing for is finally here. That's right. My following has grown to the next milestone, and as such, your mistress is here to keep her promise to one of her most devoted. I promise to release, and a word once given. Yes. Here in your room. With only moonlight to tease you, with shadowy glimpses of my form, I'm going to give you your heart's desire. You've been such an obedient pet for me that I've decided this is going to be extra special for you. Now do try to remember the rules. You are to pay attention to only my voice. Focus on each word I utter and let your mistress show you the symphony of sound and feeling that only I can give you. The second one is easier for you this time. Since you're unable to move, I won't have to correct those wandering hands. The final rule is the most important, dearest, and you will not break this one or there will be consequences. No matter what happens, or how badly you want it, there will be no orgasm without my explicit permission. You learned in our last meeting that your mistress can tell when you're close, as well as what happens if you try to come without permission, didn't you? So, my depraved little pet, we shall resume your countdown at 5. I do hope that your imagination is as active as those hands were the last time, because a hands-free orgasm can be even more exciting, so long as you can achieve it. To begin, Mistress is going to get both of us more comfortable. I'll settle here at the foot of the bed, almost close enough to be touching your leg. Almost. Now, what fun will this be if I can't fully appreciate the effect our little session is having on you, darling? Let me just... There. Now with that sheet gone, I can appreciate how stiff you've already become. Absolutely scrumptious. Such an eager pet. I must say, that cock of yours is quite handsome. You should be proud. I had almost forgotten how it twitches at the sound of my voice. I love it. Now, relax. Listen to the cadence of my voice. That's right. Close your eyes and allow your mistress access to those parts of your mind ruled by the primal desire and need. Shackled, yet always straining for release. Free them. Let them roam. And engorge themselves on the richness of my words. Yield, my sweet pet, to your baser needs. I will shape and mold them just for you. Your thoughts belong to me, just as your soul does. You will direct those thoughts how I see fit. The vivid colors of my musings dancing across your skin so that you feel them, experience them, revel in each and every one. My dear sweet pet, your low groans are tantalizing. You truly are my favorite. The twitch of your hard member so pleasing to your mistress. as is the fresh drop of glistening precum that stains its tip. Yearning for the inevitable ending, but immersing yourself in the journey, I see your cock straining in anticipation. You're so worked up. Can't you just feel the tip of a moist, warm tongue as it circles lightly around your cockhead, darting up suddenly to greedily collect that droplet on your tip just before you feel soft, full lips slide gracefully down, enveloping your shaft and stopping only when you reach the back of her throat? What does she look like? Oh, pet, I bet she looks a lot like me. She has your mistress's sensuous long hair. You draw in a ragged breath when it tickles your stomach. As she allows her mouth to travel back up your shaft, you can just make out the erect nipples of her soft, ample breasts. You almost forget to breathe as she reaches the tip, again swirling her tongue seductively around you and again beginning the slow yet steady motion of pulling your back towards her throat. Her dark eyes look up at you as she gags a little, her throat accommodating as much of you as possible. And just as your glorious mistress would, she pauses and winks at you, maybe shaking her beautiful ass and smirking around the cock buried in her mouth to the hilt. Oh my, darling, your pre-cum is making an absolute mess. I'm positive, however, that the little minx servicing you would be all too happy to clean that up for you, wouldn't she? 5. Her motions become more steady, rhythmic. She is as hungry for you as you are for the blinding pleasure that's hovering just beyond your grasp, head bobbing from tip to base, teeth barely grazing the tender flesh along the bottom of your shaft, eliciting soft groans from your parted lips. You feel the vibration of her tongue rippling through you as she moans in satisfaction with each steady trip up and back down your cock. She simply has to make you explode for her. 4. You hear the suction of her mouth release as she pulls away and looks again up at your face, a devilish grin on her dewy lips. You can't be sure if this is the sudden rush of cool air or the sight of her tongue sensually licking her lips as she relishes in the aftertaste of you. But your cock is perhaps harder than ever before. You physically ache for more, on fire with lust and need. Her nails rake down your bare chest and stomach as she slithers up your body, her breasts trapping your cock enticingly between them for just a second. Gods, you feel as if you can't take it, don't you, pet? 3. Her mouth finds yours as she hovers over you, her lithe fingers pressed to your shoulders, an unneeded reminder of your powerless state, her slick, wet core hovering at your cock. Just the lightest contact, and you feel the heat and desire radiating from her in electric waves, begging to claim you. Oh, my tortured boy. If only you could move. But alas, all you can do is lie there and pray for mercy. This phantom of temptation is pleasuring you, but she, too, belongs to your mistress. Her inviting wet pussy is there for you, but she can't quench your thirst. Not yet. Another kiss graces your cheek and she rises. What could she be doing? Why, my naive pet, she's waiting for my permission. That glance over her shoulder. She knows I have the final word, and again, your pleasure is in my hands. Don't fret, darling. She has my permission to make this a night for you to remember. to relish the ghoulish smile that she turns back towards you with. Remember it as she exhales and slams down to envelop you fully. Without rising, her hips grind into you as her warmth clenches over and over in time to her movement. Her glorious breasts swaying, the soft flesh tauntingly reminding you that no matter how bad you want to, you just can't touch. Methodically, her hips add just the slightest circular motion, twisting your cock without effort as you feel urgency rushing into you, those tormented balls screaming for relief, your heartbeat in your ears, sweet, helpless pet, so close, but not fucking yet. Oh, darling, the distortions playing across your face are absolutely divine. You're right there, aren't you? But my good boy is holding on. You learned your lessons so well. One, there's the number that your mind is pleading for. Her pace quickens. And she begins to lift and fall while her hands find the sides of your head. She wants your seed. She won't be complete unless your pleasure is marking her insides. Clenching even tighter, your cock struggles for entry with each succulent downstroke. God, she's going to break apart right on top of you like a ship on the rocks. Inside your ears or your very head, you can no longer discern which. You hear her moans crescendo into begging gasps and screams, and at the same moment, in harmony with her crest of pleasure, the voice of your mistress implores you to receive your gift. Come for me, my darling pet. You were released. Give it all to us. Make us as one. I want, no, have to have this. This is yours, and you are mine. This pleasure of yours, my pet. Hear your heart thumping in your chest for only me now. Feel the shivers of joy and exhaustion wash through you. So many flock to me, but this feeling, my beloved, is unique, just as the gift of your soul is so special to me. I do hope that this was a bargain for you, dear pet, for I will cherish your soul as well as all of the others for all eternity. Hmm.